What's up? Welcome to N-Express, the Nintendo show of GoombaStomp.com, and you've just tuned into a very special episode because maybe for the first time ever, we've got all the original hosts of the show in one spot, and I couldn't be more excited. I'm Tim Mason. With me, I've got the one and only Ricky D.
What's up, Tim Mason? What's up, Nintendo Nation?
I've got Patrick Murphy.
I am here. I am Patrick Murphy.
And maybe the one you didn't expect, Aaron Santos, is back, everybody.
Whoop, whoop. What's up?
How's it going, Aaron? I have talked to you once in the past couple of years, and it was on Animal Crossing. So it's
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we were in the same chat in Animal Crossing. I was like, hey, what's up, Tim?
So fun, cool. Yeah.
Animal Crossing, I think the amazing thing is like, just brings everyone together.
Yeah, literally anyone can play that game, and literally everybody does play that game. So, pretty remarkable. Some things are happening with N-Express, and I think there's no better way to say this than saying all of us as hosts are going to rotate out of the show. It's been a super fun run. We've had a ton of fun. But just because of scheduling, in case you don't know, we're doing two different coasts at any given time when we record, not to mention two different countries. So that's been a handful. But our life situations have just changed a ton. COVID is really getting the best of us. And so rather than just struggle with this and not record consistently, we thought we would hand the show off to some of our other friends at GoombaStomp that have been doing such a good job when they step into a guest role or when some of them are basically hosts at this point anyway. So that's going to be happening pretty immediately, but we wanted to go out with a bang, so we thought we'd get all of the original hosts together to give one more fun N-Express game episode, and it's going to be a really, really good time. But before we get into any of that, I thought it'd be fun to just kind of catch up, see how everyone's doing since we've been doing just the best of episodes. Rick, thank you so much for doing all of those for us. It's been a lot of fun listening back to some of those really, really solid episodes where we reviewed some very classic games. But this is the first time I think all of us have gotten to talk at a given time in some time.
I'm not even finished with the best of the best. So I think I'm at episode 25, and I'm actually going to go through all of the original 200 episodes, and I'm going to choose the best segments and release them over the next like year or so. So more of the best of the N-Express will be released on the feed. I don't know if, you know, be it iTunes or Podbean, or I mean, the podcast is just about everywhere. I just want to quickly say that Campbell, Mark, and Cameron have recorded two shows now, and I think both episodes were amazing. So I know we still have listeners. I see the statistics. Hopefully our listeners didn't skip those episodes. If for whatever reason you have, go back and listen to the last two episodes of the N-Express. Cameron, Mark, and Campbell are the new hosts, but it doesn't mean you will not ever not hear me, Tim, or Patrick, or Aaron, because like I said in the past, we can always appear as the guest. So we won't actually host the podcast, but you know, I'm sure if a new Pokemon game comes out, they're going to ask Tim to guest host that specific episode, for example.
That's probably really off-putting for our listeners to have a Pokemon DLC drop and to have me go on paternity leave at the exact same time. So they're probably just really insecure and didn't know how to feel when they were playing the DLC. Like, how am I supposed to know how to feel about Pokemon DLC if Tim's not covering it way more than he needs to?
Yeah, so I don't know. I've already called dibs on any Fire Emblem episodes in the near future. I know that they just released the Fire Emblem game, the original game, on the Switch, which I'm going to start playing. So, yeah, I'm still producing the show. I'm still editing the show. I'm still helping to organize the show. So I'm still here, but I'm not really going to be on the microphone week after week anymore. But you can listen to my movie podcast with Patrick, which is Sorted Cinema, which is great.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun doing that one. I think doing two podcasts a week was also just kind of, we're both busier now. We're working, you know, longer hours, or at least I know I am. And doing two podcasts a week was just a little bit too much. And I chose movies.
Yeah, you chose movies over games because it's just easier.
Yeah, and it's easier. And also, look, I mean, movies is the number one, you know, love of my life anyway, as you know, and games, love them, love Nintendo, but I'm always going to choose movies over video games if it ever comes to that. I'll shoot video games right in the head if it comes to that kind of Sophie's choice.
My God. So graphic.
Not to spend too much time on this, but basically video games are time consuming. If we were to all review one game, it could take us anywhere from like 20 to like 100 hours, depending on the game. Sometimes more, like Breath of the Wild took us like 250 hours to finish type thing, right? And so it's really difficult for the three of us to actually coordinate our schedules and pick a specific Nintendo game to review week after week. So we just thought it would be best for listeners and the show to let the three younger dudes, who, by the way, are all editors at GoombaStomp.com, right? They're not just like, it's not like we just pick some random like hobo from the street. Like Mark is the games editor. Campbell's the indie games editor. Cameron's working his way up to being an editor. They know their stuff. They're all huge Nintendo fans. So I think it's great. But before we get to our main event, which is going to be so, so, so fun, we'll explain to our listeners soon. You don't want to miss the main event. I just want to know what you guys think is your favorite episode. And I'm going to start by saying my favorite episode is still the episode in which we ranked all of the Nintendo consoles. And I believe my cousin Matt was on the show guest hosting. And I remember I flipped out on Aaron because Aaron disrespected the NES. Just like, I think you want to put the NES in last place. So that was my favorite episode by far. And I think that's the episode when we started playing our games, our Roll the Dice Nintendo board games.
I don't think I was on that episode.
No, I think it was
That was really early on. Yeah,
that was pre-me.
Which seems like so long ago. I know the number to some people, you might be thinking like, oh, 200 plus episodes. Like it's a respectable number. But in terms of weeks, that's like over 5 years that we've been recording the show. So, like, I don't know how your guys' personal situations have changed. I'm pretty sure all of us have moved around in that time, and like we were recording in a totally different space back then. And
did you have kids when we started? No, right?
No,
your daughter was born after.
Yeah, I mean, I had like 3 years of the show before my daughter was born. So
yeah. I was in school when we started the show.
I only had one kid.
Yeah, because Aaron, I totally get where you're coming from now. Because that was one of the big reasons that you left the show as a permanent host was because you had another kid, and you're like, you guys, it's so hard to keep up. I don't have time anymore.
It is super hard to keep up.
And I just joined that boat. I had my second kid, and I'm like, I know what Aaron was saying now. Like, I finally understand.
So what was your favorite episode?
For me, it was the one where the developer of the Friday the 13th and the Slayaway Camp came on. There's something about talking movies and video games and blending those two things together, especially when it came to like a horror game and a puzzle game, my favorite genre of games. And that guy I thought was pretty funny. He had a deep knowledge of, you know, slasher films and everything like that. And it was just kind of fun mixing those two elements.
Yeah, I also have like a fondness for the E3 episode where we all actually got to be together and cover an event in person together.
That was a great episode. Yeah.
It was such a different experience, but just getting all of us together when we hadn't met face to face and then having it be a seamless transition. It was like no different. We were all just like best friends immediately because it just felt so natural and so normal to be in person for the first time.
The only problem is we need to do it again because that trip was a nightmare for me. Like, it was a nightmare. So I need to do it again when hopefully things... And maybe not pick E3, maybe pick PAX and we all meet in Seattle instead because I'm not a big fan of Los Angeles, no offense. But, yeah.
It's so much cleaner, and PAX is, like, such an easier event to navigate in general these days. I feel like E3 still has so much hype about it, especially since it's open to the public. But that just means massive lines for anything. Not that these things don't cap out at PAX also, because, I don't know, people are really excited about the new whatever Nintendo game. But I feel like there's a lot more opportunity to get in there and play stuff. And, Seattle's just a cleaner city.
Well, for me, my favorite episode has to be, like, the one that Rick talked about. Because, like, I can't remember, like, when did I stop like co-hosting? But
well, you stopped after a year because we had already recorded at least 25 episodes, so like, you know, not actually more.
Yeah, so I don't have like too many like memories under my belt, but like it talking about like the Nintendo ranking and I mean the console ranking, and then re-listening to it again after like all these years, and I'm like, this was really a fun episode, and that game that we played, like, that's why it's kind of cool that we're doing it again, and it's kind of like a good way to like bookend it the way we started it.
For sure. Speaking of which, we're gonna play a game.
Yeah, I think we'll take a break and then just buckle up, because as anyone that's listened for a long time knows that these games get crazy really fast. So don't go anywhere. We've got a classic NXPress game coming up after this short break. Welcome back to NXPress. We are at our main event, one of our classic NXPress games. This one's going to be particularly fun. If you ever listened to NXPress, early on, we had a ton of wild games that we played involving dice and getting to select an order and choosing characters or consoles, and it always gets really fun and competitive. But we're also going to kind of combine that with some of our later games, our draft games. So what we have for you today is, we didn't settle on a final name. We've got a potential name of the last Nintendo draft, the final draft, or Patrick even suggested a custody battle, which is kind of funny to me. Whatever this thing ends up being called, what's happening now is we are going to let the dice and decide for us teams, and then from there, we're going to do 2v2, try to make the best team of Nintendo characters. We're going to draft all Nintendo characters. And, man, I feel like the early seconds of this game are going to get hot really fast, because I feel like there are some very choice picks that I got to get in there and I got to get, guys.
We're doing more than just characters, aren't we? Aren't we doing franchises?
We're doing everything. Okay, so it's kind of complicated. I don't want to confuse our listeners. And this is actually a really good game that you can play with your friends and family at home over the holiday season. So we're going to start with round one. There are four rounds. So the purpose of the contest or the game or the battle, the war, is essentially there is an evil corporation that's taking over Nintendo. But before they take over, could be Microsoft, could be Sony, could be Amazon, could be Patrick Murphy. Before they take over, we have a chance to save a bit of the library. That includes original IPs, games, consoles, you name it, right? So we're going to split the four of us into two teams, two versus two. And the first round, we get to decide what consoles we can keep. So each of us gets to choose one console. But there's a twist to the game, guys, because as we progress and we move on to round two, three, four, the console we choose can affect our decisions moving forward.
So again, in case you want to know the breakdown of how this is about to go, we're going to roll for teams. We're going to let the dice decide absolutely everything here. Round one will then be seeing who starts. We pick a console. Round two, we're going to pick a franchise that we want to keep on our team. Round three, we're going to choose an additional game that's not already claimed outside of that franchise. And then round four, we're each going to roll dice. And if we roll a three, specifically a three, we get to steal something from the other team.
And we'll explain the rules as we move forward so everybody understands clearly, since this is radio, not TV. So let's roll the dice. Who are the teams?
All right. Let's see. Should we do
one even... through three? Is what one or so? Yeah. How do we do? How do we
even odds? Seems like it makes sense, and just roll as much as necessary.
Okay.
All right. Going alphabetically. Let's start with Aaron. Aaron, you got numero uno.
Ooh. Okay.
And Patrick, you got a four. Solid roll. Ricky D, also a four. That seems like a team is settled.
I guess we got a team. Just out of curiosity, what number would you get?
I got a three, so evens odds worked out just fine.
I'm just really glad I'm not on Tim's team, because I can't handle any Pokemon in my life right now.
Plus, do you really want the N64? Really?
We shall discuss. Yes. All right, moving on to round one.
Round one. So since we rolled odds, I guess we'll go first. Since we got that number one, we'll roll first. I should say we're not just going to go first. We rolled a four versus Patrick and Rick. Rolled a one. So we got you there, guys. We're going to go first. And we're going to pick a console. Aaron, do we want to go super retro or do we want to go with just like the current hotness? I'm not even kidding when I say like the Switch is not even a bad grab.
Yeah, the Switch is not a bad grab at all. But you know, okay, you know what? Let's grab the Switch like now.
You think the advantage? You think the Switch, the other one that I would consider, I know they think I'm going N64, so I'm going to be a wild card and throw them off their game. The other one I would consider strongly would be the 3DS. Has a massive, massive library. Like, I'm just thinking we could get a lot of Fire Emblem on that. We could have some solid Mario titles. Of course, Pokemon, but also some of the best Zelda games in ages. Because, like, think about the 3DS has Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, but it also has a Link Between Worlds.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, sure. You know what? Let's get the 3DS.
It seems like a solid choice, right? I think we're going to go 3DS, guys.
Thank God. Thank God.
Obviously, we're taking Switch, right?
We are taking the Switch. You guys just lost the game. And I'm going to explain to you why we're taking a Switch. Okay, first of all, we all love our Super Nintendo. You know, we love our N64. We love our NES. We love our retro games. And you made a really good argument for a losing case, right? Like, at the end of the day, as good as the 3DS is and as big as that library is, the Switch is still new to the market. The Switch still has one of the greatest games ever made, and it has a sequel coming out very soon for one of the greatest games ever made. Of course, I'm talking about Breath of the Wild. But the Switch also has an enormous library already, and that includes the indie games and the retro games and the new games that they've released in the past 4 to 5 years. And I just think the Switch is also a commercial success, and there's a possibility that we're going to get a Switch Pro, so the Switch isn't going anywhere anytime soon. I don't know about you, Patrick, but I would think that by the time the Switch's lifespan ends, it might just be one of the biggest selling consoles of all time, with one of the best, if not the best, library of games of all time.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm going to look back on the Switch as greater than any Nintendo console that came before it. I don't know what they're going to make in the future, so I'm not going to say greatest of all time, but I think that so for the Switch is, at this point, it's not prisoner of the moment stuff. We've had our Switches for years now. I just think it is a fantastic console. That is not to take away from the 3DS, which I love, and I actually just played through A Link Between Worlds about 2 weeks ago.
So you know that it's one of the best Zelda games of all time, and I did not make that choice lightly.
It was like my fifth time playing through Link Between Worlds. It is a great game. But yeah, it has Ocarina of Time.
And Majora's Mask.
My decision boils down to us having access to a lot of classic games that you guys have NES and SNES, but we have a lot of those games on the 3DS as well. But we do have a couple of key remakes. And I didn't want to say anything, but like we can play DS games too, guys.
And Game Boy. Yeah. I mean, I think I last played Super Mario 2 of Super Mario Land 2, 6 golden coins on the 3DS. Or was that on the Wii U? I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, the 3DS is a fantastic console. It is the best handheld, for sure, because I don't really count the Switch as a handheld.
If we can just roll that 3 and steal Breath of the Wild.
Like, at the end of the day, like, when we get to, like, the last round, you know, we don't know what we're going to roll. And so no matter what we pick, someone can steal something.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Let the record state that the teams are now Tim and Aaron, Team 3D, and Rick and Patrick, Team Drift.
Drift? What?
Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
I think the console you chose would have been the best second pick, only because it's purely a handheld. Whereas the Switch, we have the Switch Lite, the Switch, and the Switch, of course, is a hybrid console, plus the game library. So it's a good pick. I just don't think it was the best pick.
It was a really contentious decision that I made in a snap moment, and I'm gonna fight to the bitter end, Rick. I'm gonna stick with it, and I don't regret it.
And just to let our listeners know, on our website, we actually have a ranking of all of the Nintendo consoles. And can you guess where the 3DS lands on that list? I'm just going to tell you. Position number 7.
Oh, really? Oh, that's because our writers are crazy, though.
I didn't want to say anything, but I remember reading that and being like, y'all are dumb.
Even though it sold a ton, I think that not enough people in our site actually owned a 3DS and were exposed to that incredible library. Because, like, Tim, I see even a stronger case for your argument, because there are so many great games on the 3DS.
Oh, my.
I'm gonna take the Switch all day, but, man, the 3DS is a great console.
My library for the 3DS is ridiculous. It's so big.
Yeah, and I agree with Tim's pick, because, like, in the past, no, actually, no, two years ago now, I bought a 3DS and really, like, dove into a library, and I'm like, this is actually pretty good. It's like,
I still kept Resident Evil Revelations, because that game looks amazing, and it was one of the first games out on that console. I still have my Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, which I think was a fantastic game, though it was surpassed by Luigi's Mansion 3, so... We got that.
But at least we have Luigi's Mansion 2, and we have access to Luigi's Mansion 1. We can play both of those on 3DS.
You've got Fire Emblem Awakening. You've got Fire Emblem Fates. You've got Super Mario 3D Land. You've got, you know... And like you said, you have access to all the DS games, of which you've got all those Castlevanias. You've got just a ton of stuff. The 3DS is an amazing console.
So, for clarification's sake, we are teams of two... Which means that for each of these categories, we each get two picks. Unfortunately, you guys made a smart choice and picked up the Switch when we picked up the 3DS, so we can't have the true. What was that stupid term from the new Star Wars movie about something about?
You lost me at new Star Wars movie. Even though I saw them all, I can't remember a single thing, especially about the last one.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Consider yourself a blessed man. Anyway, we could have had this game in the bag immediately, Aaron, if we had gotten the Switch. It would have been games over. Like, just done.
It's called strategy, guys. If you guys picked the Switch first, chances are, and it could be wrong, we might have picked the Super Nintendo second, and then you guys would have grabbed the 3DS. All right, anyways, you guys have the chance to pick one more console. Are you going to pick the Virtual Boy? Say yes, please.
Oh, God. No. Now we're gonna make the worst as we could and just pick the DS. No, I think for this one, we have to go for either access to games that just aren't anywhere else, which would mean GameCube, which, like, fairly limited library, or we just have to pick something classic that they really want, either the SNES, or we could go for my N64.
Love. I was just gonna say, like part of me wants to go for the N64, but that's like, you know, going like thinking with your heart and not with your head.
Yeah. Right? Plus, let's think. We already have Star Fox on the 3DS, Ocarina of Time, and Majora's Mask. So already, I feel like we just ate up a lot of that library. We'd get Classic Smash, which some people don't love as much as I do. We'd get Pokemon Snap, which would win the game, but I don't want to go easy mode, you know. Dude, their favorite is the Super Nintendo, we could just swipe that to be mean about it. Or you know what? We could go weird and we could pick, you know what, I think we should maybe pick the Wii. Mario Galaxy and Wii Sports.
Right.
It's already one game right there.
Before you guys choose, just to clarify something for listeners. So, for example, you guys right now own the rights to games like Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, and so on and so forth, the games that are released on the 3DS but not on Switch, whereas we own the rights for games like Super Mario Odyssey, Splatoon 2.
We're tearing up the Mario family. We're tearing up all sorts of stuff in this bitter, bitter battle.
It is like a custody battle.
You know what? For the 3DS, we got all the DS games. If we picked the Wii, not only would we have the most popular Nintendo console maybe ever, we would also have all the GameCube games because they are backwards compatible. Which means Melee. So like we could be like, oh, but we got the best.
But does that really count backwards compatible?
I don't know. We never clarified, so I'm going to try to fight for it.
Backwards compatible counts so long as the game isn't already available on a console that we claimed.
So yeah.
For instance, if we claimed the GameCube, you would no longer have any rights to those backwards compatibility.
You see, then we'd be screwed, Tim.
Yeah, but okay. So basically, GameCube gives them Luigi's Mansion, the original Animal Crossing, Melee. If we picked Wii and they didn't pick GameCube though, because I'm hoping they'll pick Super Nintendo, then we would be left with the Super Mario Galaxy, debatably the best Mario game, Super Mario Galaxy 2, which is Patrick's personal favorite game ever.
Take it.
Anyone that doesn't actually know Patrick's opinions is like, is that true? No, it's not.
We already got Galaxy in HD on the Switch, so we're all right.
We would have Wii Sports, which is like a huge win.
Yeah.
Twilight Princess isn't a bad grab. Skyward Sword was a good game. Looks less good now that Breath of the Wild is a thing.
And just to clarify, does the future overtake the past or vice versa? So like, for example, if you guys have Link to the Past and we have Link to the Past, but you have the original Link to the Past, would you get the rights to Link to the Past over the remake?
I would think that the original would have to trump for the fairness of the original console, right? Like, that was their claim to fame. Plus, like, you can't be like, oh, but I can play that on my Switch and have me be like, that's what this console has. It doesn't have Switch, you know what I mean?
In the case of, like, Mario Galaxy, you're talking about an HD remaster, which is technically a different game. And it's in part of a collection.
I don't think you guys get
to take that one.
The same applies to the Ocarina of Time game in the 3DS, though. To me, it's a completely brand new build from top to bottom.
Agreed. If we took the N64, you wouldn't lose Star Fox 64 for the 3DS, and you wouldn't lose Majora's Mask or Ocarina of Time, because they were remakes.
Right now, you guys have Super Metroid, but it's because it's just a port.
I honestly think, Aaron, I think this has to be either Super Nintendo or I think it has to be the Wii, just for the bigness of that console.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Wii.
Think so?
Yeah.
We're just going to trust our gut to pick the Wii?
Yep.
Okay, we're gonna be the weird kids that have a 3D handheld and the Wii, you guys.
We are definitely the kids from like the mid-2000s.
I feel like maybe we should have done the SNES, but we're playing weird. We're going for it.
That was a bit of a wild card. I didn't see anybody picking the Wii. I mean, there's a solid case to be made for it. I think you made as best a case as you could. There were some good games on there.
I purposely didn't say some games so that you're going to be like, oh, dang.
No, I'm okay. I'm aware of the Wii's library, and I've moved on. I've emotionally parted with it already. It's dead to me.
If we were to pick a console like the N64, when we think of like our favorite games, a good portion of those games Nintendo no longer owns the rights to. For example, the Rare games, Banjo-Kazooie, and so on and so forth. If we look at the N64, those games don't age well. But if we go for the original NES, I kind of feel like we would have rights to every single franchise that started with Nintendo, from Kirby to Mario to so on and so forth, because Tim just said that the past trumps the future.
I think you could still say Super Nintendo and you'd still have those rights, because all those games, of course, had... I mean, they're done choosing, so we don't even have to go that far back. Plus, Super Nintendo is going to have better other games on it. Like, we're going to have... We're going to at least have classics. I know that we have some of them on Switch Online. That was what my debate was. Like, okay, we have A Link to the Past, Super Metroid, Super Mario World. We have, like, the great classics on the Switch Online stuff. And so I don't know if that really counts. Do we need Super Nintendo then?
Okay, so first of all, if we're really concentrating on the library. Okay, well, first of all, the console itself, like they did release a Super Nintendo Mini and it sold out and it was more popular than the original NES Mini, I think, right?
And it's great, yeah.
And it's great. People love the Super Nintendo. Like, gamers just, they think it's one of the greatest consoles of all time. So just the piece of hardware itself, like, you can actually resell that in 2020 and make millions and millions of dollars because people would buy it.
I shouldn't help you guys, but also those games just are better.
Yeah.
Going back.
When we think of the greatest games ever made, it has Super Metroid, Chrono Trigger, The Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past, three of the greatest games ever made in my book. It has Final Fantasy, what is it, V1?
Six.
Super Mario World, which a lot of people claim it's the best. For me, it's like the second, third best. And it has Earthbound, just saying, like, greatest game ever made. Even something like Street Fighter 2, Super Mario Kart... a bunch more Final Fantasy games. And wait, Mega Man X, Super Punch-Out, which is still, I think, my favorite. NHL 94. I mean, like, the list... Dude, NHL 94 is the greatest hockey game ever. Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars, Mortal Kombat 2, which is a pretty damn good game, and Star Fox. And Super Castlevania 4.
I know. It's definitely, like, if we have access to all those games... That was basically my thoughts. Like, I would rather take the Super... As you know, I'm a Super NES guy over an NES guy in pretty much every capacity.
Did we forget to mention the Donkey Kong Country series and Super Contra? Or was it Contra 3D Alien Wars, the best of the best Contra? Did we forget to mention F-Zero?
I'm pretty sure you and Nintendo both forgot about F-Zero.
Forgot to mention Pilot Wings.
Pilot Wings, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in Time.
ActRaiser. Everybody forgets about ActRaiser, one of the greatest games for the Super NES.
Donkey Kong, man. It has the Donkey Kong games.
Just to make the argument, you're listing, like, Final Fantasy and all that stuff, you're listing, like, third-party games.
True. But at least we have the ability, if we choose this console, we have the ability to hunt those games down and still play them.
But still, a lot of the games I mentioned, Aaron, aren't third party. Like, everything from Donkey Kong to Super Mario Kart to Zelda to Metroid, etc., etc.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, it has the best Zelda game and the best Metroid game.
Highly debatable, there, but they also have Breath of the Wild, so I'm going to sit quiet.
Patrick, I say we do it. We go with our gut instinct.
Yeah, there's no way around it. I mean, I want the Super NES is the best. It's my favorite console from Nintendo's history. So I think we got to go with that one. And anything else that I would even consider, like, why consider the Wii U when all those games are getting ported to Switch, even though it's got, like, a great library? They're all going to Switch anyway, so who cares? And they didn't choose the Wii U. Yeah, we're doing Super NES.
So, no take backs. Hey, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Did you remember that the Wii had, like, the best online library and the best store ever? Yeah. And now we have all of the NES games. We have all the N64 games. We're sitting Genesis. Pretty with the Wii.
But you don't have the Super NES games anymore.
No, but you do have TurboGrafx-16 games.
Who needs SNES when you got also Neo Geo?
Yeah, I was going to say you have the Neo Geo.
Good luck playing. Have fun playing Metal Slug while we're playing Contra 3.
Why are you guys playing old people games?
You're the one that's playing the Wii.
We're playing on a Wii, yeah. All right, 2006 called and wants its console back.
Why don't you go bowl with your grandma?
I think we made the right choice, but Patrick, I think honestly GameCube would have been my second pick, like my backup.
Oh, hey, guess what? We got some of them games. We can play on our Wii.
I considered GameCube, except that I thought, like, well, then why not go Wii U in some of the best games? Because we have some GameCube games already on the Switch. We've got 3D All-Stars. So we have Mario Sunshine, even if you like that game. And then
unless backwards compatibility, you got the HD remake, so I'll give you Sunshine, but we've got backwards compatibility and Age on our team. So
but I was saying, if you then go Wii U, because then you've got Wind Waker HD, which is, you know, superior to the original Wind Waker. And I'm trying to think of like what other games. Obviously Resident Evil 4 is available on pretty much every console.
Prime's available on the Wii U. The Metroid Prime got released.
Oh yeah, exactly. But I don't know.
But we got Metroid Prime, baby.
Tim, you lost the game before we started playing the game, okay? I knew right away this dude's gonna pick everything Pokemon, so you already lost. And then you lost, you really, really lost when you didn't pick the Switch right away.
I didn't even focus on Pokemon, but we got because we got the 3DS, we got a metric ass load of Pokemon games.
Okay, well, you know what? I think we should take a quick break and we come back and do round two.
And you guys, let me just say, things are about to get much more heated. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to N-Express. We're continuing our main event, the final Nintendo Draft, a custody battle of all Nintendo everything. In case you missed the story, an evil corporation, I don't know, let's call them Sony, is buying out Nintendo. Maybe it's Microsoft, if you want to roll that way. Or you know what? It's probably Jeff Bezos. Is buying up everything, and we are fighting to preserve Nintendo. But we're also fighting one another and grabbing up the last remnants of Nintendo that we can.
Oh my god, what if it's Google Stadia?
Well, that's what I was saying in the beginning. I was like, imagine Google.
I mean, as long as it's not one of Google's original ideas like Stadia, with which they tend to just like crash into the ground, then maybe it'll be okay.
All right, round two.
Round two, we each get to choose one franchise we want to keep in our team. And does that lock it into place, Rick? Is that the idea?
Well, unless we steal it at the end of the game, but yes, sir. And I believe that you guys started round one. So do we start round two or do we roll the dice?
The dice decide everything.
The dice does not lie.
Let's do dice. Even though you know exactly what we're going to go for. What we're going to steal from them.
All right, let's roll. Three and two. Okay, so we're going first again. So if we steal a franchise, we get everything, right? We can magically play.
Yep. Like if you were to, for example, choose Kirby, you would get every Kirby game, even if it's on a console that we chose. So we would lose the Kirby game on the Switch. Right now, you have the rights to all the games on the 3DS and the Wii, right? But if you wanted, for example, all the Kirby games, which includes the Kirby games that are on different consoles, you would have to choose the Kirby franchise right now. And we would lose the rights to any Kirby games.
Got it. So this will give us the access to everything. But then you guys could choose to steal it.
Right. So can you just go ahead and pick Kirby so we can get on with it?
Stop trying to pick Kirby. for clarification's sake, if I pick something awesome right now, then would that mean no one else can pick it?
Tim, you sound really nervous. Are you nervous? Do you think you're going to lose the game?
No, I just need everyone to. The rules are complicated.
Yeah, you locked it down. That means we can't pick it this round, but we could steal it
potentially in the last round. In the final round.
And just to clarify, when it comes to the final round, the steal, there's only one steal per team, not two per team.
Yeah, and it's only if you roll properly.
And yes, mm-hmm. and it could be you could steal a console, a game. You know, you can steal like who knows.
Yeah, it literally
the controller.
The rules do say steal something. Is it Mario's mustache? It should be.
Like yeah, if you wanted the GameCube controller, you could steal the GameCube controller. If we picked the GameCube, which we didn't, but just saying.
Which you didn't, so we have that. So I guess you could play it on the Switch, can't you? Because that adapter. But we have the OG. So, Aaron, in that case, we either need to just buy up the right. There's three potential picks here, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking Mario, we're talking Zelda, and we're talking Pokemon. If we're talking sheer money and expanse of the entire property, Pokemon is bigger than the other two. Recognizability, Mario is up there too. He's got a theme park coming out. That's pretty cool. But
Zelda, though?
But that's the thing. Between the consoles that they have, that's the thing. They have the Switch and the SNES. So they've got two of the best Zelda games of all time.
Exactly.
If we grabbed Zelda, we would have the best Zelda games. We'd have all
exactly. So we locked them out.
They will revenge pick Pokemon, though. And I'll be salty about it.
No, I don't know. They wouldn't. I mean, we've done this podcast long enough to know, like, they wouldn't be that interested in Zelda. In Pokemon, would they?
I mean, I just said it's a billion-dollar property, so maybe there is now.
Is there going to be a round where we can actually trade?
Maybe we'll add round five where we peace agreements and then
we can negotiate that in the final settlement.
I think final round is just full on negotiations.
Licensing sharing agreement.
I was going to say that earlier on that we could license out one of our games. Okay, so do we want to stick true to the Nintendo roots and go straight for Zelda?
Yeah, we'll go straight for Zelda.
I don't feel bad about that. They have Breath of the Wild and I want it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. We're gonna stay true to ourselves. We're picking The Legend of Zelda.
Uh-huh. I mean, I think that was the fairly obvious choice. And of course, Aaron, you might want to have listened to the podcast a little bit longer. Rick, I think you know what Tim knew exactly what the repercussions of that were going to be.
Yeah, so Patrick, the thing about Zelda, it's like my favorite video game franchise of all time. But when it comes to actually making money, Patrick, we know that the Mario Kart series does well. We know Pokemon does well, and it does way better than Zelda. So does Animal Crossing. So does Super Smash Bros. I mean, they're bigger sellers. Like, I'm sorry.
Sure, but they don't come out with as many games as Pokemon does.
Nope. But wouldn't you feel bad taking Pokemon from Tim? Like, wouldn't you feel
not
guilty?
At all?
Not at all.
No.
You don't think we should choose Mario and therefore their pathetic Wii would be pointless because the greatest game ever on the Wii would just be taken away from them? Wait, we have Galaxy and a Switch. What am I saying?
Yeah, exactly. We've got it already. We've got the best Mario games because we're going to have 3D World pretty soon. We have Galaxy, we have Sunshine, we have 64. Where we have Odyssey, dude, we're doing fine. And with our online service, we've got, and plus with the SNES, we've got Super Mario World, we've got Super Mario 3. Yep. You know, we're doing fine on Mario.
I think I'm going to go for the money too, Patrick. It's all about the money.
Yep. Those Benjamins.
But you don't think that Mario makes more money than Pokemon?
I don't know. It takes so long for Mario. Mario games definitely sell well, but I think that Mario makes more money when you split him, when you combine all of his franchises together, the Mario parties, the Mario sport games, and the Mario Kart and mainline series.
But this is very important. So I just want to make sure. So like, if we do not pick Mario, like if we pick Mario, is this just the Super Mario games or is it all Mario games, including like Mario Kart?
The rules say franchise.
Yeah.
If you wanted to argue that Mario is a franchise, it's just Super Mario Bros., that's still such a solid pick. I don't think I would contest it too much.
Mario is not all Mario games. Mario is just, if you're going to say the Super Mario Bros. Franchise, that is just the platforming games. Mario Kart is its own beast. There are, and Mario Sports titles are the are their own beasts as well. Like, they do not count as part of the Mario franchise. So somebody couldn't just lock down Mario, all Mario-related stuff. Mario Party is its own thing. Like, so, yeah, they can lock down the three platformers. That's a franchise.
But I want to be sure, Patrick, because according to Wikipedia, the Mario franchise includes Donkey Kong, Luigi, Yoshi, Wario, Mario Kart, Mario Party, Mario versus Donkey Kong, Mario Sports, Mario Puzzle, Mario Role Playing, Mario Educational Games. Like, I mean, it includes all of the Mario games that, like, you know, it's a $12 billion in sales. $12
billion. Yeah, I don't know that I would count that. It's a little weird with video games. It's not the same thing as, like, movie franchises, but I don't see it that way. You can tell me if you're different, but I've never seen it as
It does raise some issues. If we're just preserving the games, then, like, cool, we've got some good games. Doesn't mean we're, like, stealing a theme park, right? Like, that's a little less exciting. For even for Pokemon to be full value, you want it to be the full franchise. You want it to be everything Pikachu. So, like, not to, like, diminish your returns, but if we are playing that way, Pokemon's about to get a lot less expensive because it's all about those plushies.
The key word here is in the rules that I sent out, it was franchise, not series. And so if we're on franchise, Patrick, we should really consider Mario because we're also going to get the Nintendo World theme park in Japan.
But then there's, you know, hurting Tim.
Yeah, I know. There's I know you want to take Pokemon to hurt Tim, but he wants this. It's his strategy. It's a plan. They pick Zelda first, so we would attack by taking Pokemon. That is what he wants us to do.
All right. Well, obviously, I mean, logically, Rick, you're absolutely right. The smart decision then is if we get all Mario games, then we rob them of a ton of stuff anyway on their 3DS and Wii. So, but if we get the entire category or library of Mario games, everything Mario related, then yeah, I think that is obviously that's probably the smarter choice then. But it won't feel as good to take from them.
You decide. You got 3 seconds to decide. One.
I'm going Mario. You talked me into it. My logic came back. But there was a part of me that really just wanted to jab the knife there a little bit. But no, we'll take Mario.
Rick, you saw through my plan. You caught me. Aaron, I was trying to get Mario. I was trying to get them to nab Pokemon. Could you imagine if we had Zelda and Mario franchises? That is Nintendo. Over. You like, they could try to be like, oh, we've got Metroid, and I would just laugh. Yeah, in that case, I think the only logical pick here is Splatoon. That's jokes. I think Patrick, you wanted to hurt me, and I was hoping you would try. I think Mario was the better pick, so you did well. But I do think now, Aaron, we're left with Pokemon. We have to take Pokemon.
Yeah, we got to take Pokemon.
There's no better choice than Pokemon, and that's I'm Tim Mason. That's because I'm talking billions of dollars.
No, because like I was thinking the same way you were thinking too. I'm like does the strategy was like for us to pick Zelda. And then, like, to kind of, like, force feed them Pokemon or, like, dangle Pokemon just to, like, they can retaliate and then take Mario. So, like, Rick's through software plan to.
And, like, stealing from them, I would rather start by stealing A Link to the Past and Breath of the Wild out from under them. Because now, in my eyes, their consoles are cool, but they're gimmicks, right? They don't have Zeldas. They're pointless.
The Super Nintendo is a gimmick because it doesn't have Link to the Past?
If it doesn't have Zelda on it...
I don't buy that logic.
If it doesn't have a Zelda game, it's not a Nintendo console. No, that's why
it's more like
Nintendo.
If it doesn't have a Mario game, it's not a Nintendo console. Yeah. By the way, when it comes to the biggest selling video game franchise of all time, Pokemon averages about $90 billion, Mario $30 billion, and then in fourth spot is the Wii franchise, and then Zelda is all the way down to number 37.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's not a moneymaker. That's just like
it is a moneymaker, just not. Like...
It does make money, but that's the prestige pick, right? We just want the class and caliber of those games in our library. That's less about making money. If we really wanted to make money, we could have made some more logical decisions. Start with Pokemon, then hope you didn't pick Mario. But
to me, this isn't like about money necessarily.
Exactly.
I'm not choosing just games of money. Zelda games are games that I would replay over and over again. Pretty much every Zelda game is worth replaying. And I could go back to almost any of them, almost, with that big one exception. And I could replay them all and enjoy myself. I can't say that with other franchises, so.
For sure. I'm totally with you. I mean, maybe Mario, but you guys got it, so I won't say that.
All right, so Rick, we got to come up with one more here. So this is where our pick gets pretty interesting, because the moneymakers are off the table. This is gonna be your pick, so.
Oh, wow, you're not going to like my pick.
Let's see. What are you leaning?
Well, okay, I'm going
to
give
you a
few
chance
options
to talk you out of it in case I hate it.
Well, okay, so here's the options, right? So the obvious choice is Metroid. Because when you think Nintendo and the biggest franchises, you think Metroid, Mario, sure, and Zelda. And I guess Pokemon.
And that would be our prestige pick.
Right. Now, Animal Crossing is all the rage right now. It's on vogue. Everyone's playing it. It's hot. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yes. But the franchise that I want to pick, because I think there's so much potential to make it bigger than Zelda, is Fire Emblem.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm totally on board with you. I think if we get Lost Zelda, we should totally get Fire Emblem. That Fire Emblem's going to blow up, man. It's going to blow up. It's blind ready.
Yeah. Can we actually pause this show, this epic battle real quick, to say, like, 5 years ago, Fire Emblem was nothing in the States. It was popular in Japan. Can we talk about how one of the biggest Nintendo franchises is now Fire Emblem? Like, we've literally seen the advent of a new series kind of born in the past 5 years of doing this show. And it's really, really cool.
There is so much to do with this franchise moving forward. In terms of, like, characters, there's so many characters. In terms of story, I mean, Tim complains every week that Fire Emblem characters are basically taking over Super Smash Brothers. I can see them doing a kick-ass Netflix TV series, a movie, an animated TV series, the toys, the amiibo, the characters. There's so much to do with Fire Emblem moving forward. I think in the hands of the right people, this can be a real moneymaker. And it's not just about making money, but just actually producing quality games, like some of the greatest games ever made. So I'm going to say, sorry, Samus, but we're going Fire Emblem.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with that choice. Plus, we got the app, and the app's already making Nintendo a lot of money. I know Pokemon, of course, their app is making tons of money too, although that's been on the decline, whereas I believe that Fire Emblem Heroes is actually still producing revenue on an upward slant.
Pokemon Go just won an award for being in the App Store. Pokemon Go just won an award for being, like, the best app during a pandemic, so.
Yeah, I have to agree with Tim, because even during the pandemic, I'm still able to play Pokemon Go.
But money wise, revenue wise, I believe it's going down. It's fading, whereas I think that Heroes is actually still on the rise.
Okay, you can have your paltry millions, and we'll still just be rolling in our billions from Pokemon Go.
Heroes wasn't just millions. It's a lot bigger than you think it is. Like, I know that it could very well at some point. It's close enough that it could overtake Pokemon Go in money at some point.
It's debatable, but yeah.
Aside from the contest, that's cool because it's actually like a more fun game to play.
Yeah.
Contest. Nice try, Patrick.
All right. I guess we got to move on to round three.
Okay, so for the record, Zelda and Pokemon are off the table, as are Mario and Fire Emblem. And here we go. Tim and Aaron got a 2. Not looking good. And you guys got a 6. So really not looking good. All right, that means you guys are up first.
All right, do you want to take this one, Rick, or do you want me to? So I was thinking, like, Metroid Prime.
Well, we have Super Metroid, so if you take Metroid Prime, we would have the two best Metroid games. So even though we didn't pick Metroid in the last round, it totally makes sense that we didn't pick Metroid and pick Fire Emblem over Metroid, so therefore that strategy totally makes sense.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards that one, because at least we've got that then. You cool with that one?
Yep.
All right, I'm taking Metroid Prime then.
Which I will say That's probably fine, because that means we still have the Metroid Prime collection, because it was a separate release on the Wii.
Well, no. Hold on a second. Was it just a port? Because we would trump your...
No, it was. They recreated it to have motion controls with the Wii, and it wasn't sold independently. It was sold exclusively as the collection.
Yeah, single package. Single disc. It was similar to 3D All-Stars and stuff like that. I'm willing to give them that one. I would also bet, Rick, that we will get that for the Switch, too.
I would hope... Like, let's just be, like, aside from this contest, I know I keep going, like, quick aside, guys. Like, let's sincerely hope the Joy-Con could do it, and it would be so fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then having an HD remaster of those games would be fantastic. So, but regardless, if we don't get them, though, I want to at least have Prime, the original Prime. Because 2 is a good game, and Corruption's a decent game as well. But Prime is where it's at.
Okay. Which means
they took my pick.
We already have it in the collection, so we don't need to pick it. And
true.
I was going to pick Super Metroid just to spite them.
You couldn't, because we have the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's on your console. Which means that we're looking at... Let's not try to focus on GameCube, the Wii plays everything.
Because I like one game currently in mind, but like the problem was it was a game on the GameCube. Didn't sell well, but it's still fairly beloved.
What was it?
It was Eternal Darkness.
Okay, that's a cool pick.
Yeah. And I'm sure like bringing it back would like.
Oh, you know what? You know what though?
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have a better idea than that.
Yeah, I'm thinking like something like sneaky and low on your radar that could potentially blow up.
So I'm thinking something that's already blown up and that is already so much bigger than Metroid. We should pick either. We should look at what we don't have access to, and try to pick. A Super Smash Bros. Game or a Mario Kart game.
True.
You know what we could grab? And they might try to argue with that they have Mario and then we can't grab. Can we grab Mario Kart?
No.
Dude, you guys decided that was okay.
Yeah, that was Smash your Bros. That was your decision, Tim. You said that Pokemon encompassed everything, so did Mario. Yeah.
So in that case, we should probably grab a Super Smash Bros. Game.
Now, keep in mind, like, you can't grab Super Smash Brothers. You can grab a Smash Brothers.
A Smash Brothers.
Yeah. But you couldn't, like, for instance, grab Ultimate because it's on the Switch.
On the Switch already.
Yeah.
No, we'll get the best Super Smash Brothers, which is Melee.
But we already have that. We can already play that on the Wii because it's on the GameCube. So how do you feel about... I know I was joking with it earlier, but if we're just going for, like, for the love of the game, things that you don't want to lose, how do you feel about Splatoon? Do you like that game?
Oh, I love Splatoon.
You want to just pick Splatoon for the hell of it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
That's a solid choice. You know what? If we didn't have Splatoon 2, I would have...
That's like the worst choice ever. What are you talking about? You can't even play Splatoon anymore. I mean, you can, but like, really, who is? Everyone's playing Splatoon 2. Splatoon's dead. That original game is dead. The only good thing about Splatoon is you could put it on your shelf and say, I once owned Splatoon. It's dead. Great pick, Tim. Fantastic. Love it. This is why I didn't want to be on Tim's team. Amazing. All right, Patrick. We've already... We won this game like round one. So here's the thing, Patrick. We could pick Wii Sports, which was the biggest game on the console that they picked, Wii. So they would have
Wii. Because it came with the freaking console.
Don't matter. It's still a game. I can pick it.
I literally just asked if I could snipe something, and Patrick
They own all Wii games, though.
Oh, remember, right. Okay, like, so it's true. You're right. It's not just franchises. I can't pick anything that's on the console.
That's why I was like saying, like, let's grab a Mario Kart. Why do you think I wouldn't grab a Mario Kart?
Okay. But then, I mean, what about a game like Tetris? I mean, it's just kind of like a really cool game, sold like a shit ton of like copies. We could pick Tetris.
The original. It would have to be the Game Boy one, because it's the only one published by Nintendo, I think, right?
Well, I mean, it's arguably the greatest launch game of all time.
Yeah.
That's a choice. I was also thinking of like one of my favorite games of all time, Punch-Out, the original, because we don't have any NES games.
No, you're right. We don't have any NES games. Let's see.
The franchise isn't claimed. But also, I was thinking about Donkey Kong. So we have the Super Nintendo Donkey Kong games, and we have the Donkey Kong games on a Switch. So the only one we really don't have is Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Oh, yeah, which we can't
get. Which we can't, because, they grabbed a Wii. So we could go with an Animal Crossing game, but would people really play an old Animal Crossing game with the new Animal Crossing game? I don't know if they have time for it.
And the new one's obviously far superior to anything that was being offered before anyway. And the only other one that would even be comparable is on the 3DS. So New Leaf is the only other one that's even, in my mind, comparable to the new one.
Okay, so apart from that, I would have picked Xenoblade Chronicles, but they have claimed to the original Wii game.
Yeah, but we could, and we already have the remastered
on the Switch, so we don't need it.
No.
So then I'm looking at Earthbound.
Should we choose Eternal Darkness just to make Aaron mad?
I mean, you could say Resident Evil 4, but it's on every console.
That's not a Nintendo game, though.
No.
Whereas Eternal Darkness is a Nintendo game.
It is a Nintendo game.
Right.
Okay, so let's just run quickly through this. So if it were up to me, there's nothing on the 3DS that we can pick.
Because we can't pick the best Kid Icarus game, because they have claim to the console, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we can't do...
Because I'm trying to think of all the big, I'm thinking about Captain Falcon.
Hey, Rick, hurry up and pick a game, Rick. Hey,
we're not taking as much time as you. I guess we can't put, like, a rare game like Banjo-Kazooie on the list, then.
No.
I don't know. No, because that was published by Nintendo. They were a second party.
So is this a yes or a no?
I don't know. That one's debatable. This is all hypothetical.
So who would own the rights to Banjo Kazooie? Nintendo or Rare?
No, it's Rare because it's on Rare Replay, which means Microsoft owns the rights.
Yeah. But regardless, I don't know. You could still choose that game because it was, at the time it was published, the original Banjo Kazooie was a Nintendo published game. Like, Nintendo had part of that game. As Rare was a second party developer.
Yeah, but if you had to buy it now, you would have to go through Microsoft.
Sure. But the actual N64 game, though, you couldn't get through Microsoft, because Microsoft can't sell the actual N64 game. The actual N64 game is still owned by Nintendo. Like, I'm saying the physical actual N64 game.
Okay.
Would still be a Nintendo product.
We're in super gray territory.
I'm litigating here. We're in court right now, and I'm trying to parse this down to the...
Loopholes.
What else were you... okay, so here's the thing, Rick. What I suggest you do is we go by console. I don't think there's anything I want off the NES that we don't already have or can't already get or just can't get, period. And we have the Super NES. I don't care about anything on the N64, to tell you the truth. So we're looking at GameCube and Wii U, essentially. So nobody's picked a single Kirby game yet. Now, granted, I think Epic Yarn is one of the best Kirby games, and that's on the Wii, so we don't get that one.
Patrick, I think I should just pick Tetris, because, I'm looking at the list of the 200 greatest Nintendo games on our website, and 19 out of 20 of the games have been... No, actually, 18 out of 20 of the games have been chosen so far, or claimed. The two that are not claimed are Resident Evil 4 and Tetris. Well, because we have F-Zero, we have Star Fox for Super Nintendo, and we have all the Donkey Kong games. And when it comes to Kirby, I'm not really entirely sure what Kirby game I would want to pick. Like, we have...
Epic Yarn, and that's already taken by them, so...
Okay, you know what? Guys, give me 2 minutes, and I'm going to decide. 1 second.
Okay. I'm going to go through a list of franchises that are possibilities while you're deciding. So, all right. We basically have all the good Metroid games, I think. At least the ones that we can choose, because the only other ones are on consoles that they have already. Splatoon, we got already. No big deal. We got Splatoon 2, so we're fine on that. So if it were up to me, there's a couple of puzzle games, but they're on the 3DS. Like, we have a good Box Boy game, so I'm fine with that one. Like, even though the other Box Boys are all 3DS. I wouldn't mind a Pushmo, but I bet the Pushmo is coming to the Switch eventually.
The 3DS too.
Thus, we'll negate your 3DS ownership of that. Great
and the
series.
Yoshi games are part of the Mario franchise.
That's correct. Yoshi games are part of the Mario franchise. So we get Crafted World, we get Woolly World. Let's see. So.
And what about Pokken Tournament? Is Pokken Tournament considered a Pokemon game?
That's part of the Pokemon franchise for sure.
I don't know, Patrick. I mean, Tetris is my best pick. Do you have a better pick?
Either that or. you know, you could always go with something like, oh man, I don't know, Wave Race on the GameCube, F-Zero, you know, GX on the GameCube.
See, you guys, this is not easy. This is like the hardest pick because it's like, ah, it's just for fun. It doesn't really matter.
Well, like I say, there's nothing that can really hurt anybody because we've pretty much gone through all the great stuff.
The thing already. Is, too, is like I could pick an NES game, but a lot of the NES games are available on Nintendo Switch with the online service, right? So to
yeah,
me, it's
that's why I go GameCube or Wii U.
But the only NES game that's not available is Punch-Out that I really love.
Right.
And remember,
so,
if we grab Punch-Out, does that mean... No, it doesn't matter because there's no more rounds after this.
So, I mean, there's always, like, you could grab a Pikmin game. I know we got 3 on the Switch. If you wanted, like, Pikmin 1, you could grab that from GameCube.
I really don't want Pikmin.
If you wanted, like, Tokyo, you know, the wonderful 101 from the Wii U, or, you know, or Tokyo Mirage Session, something like that.
I think that's included with it's Fire Emblem.
So you wanted Wii Sports, right? Well, there's a Wii Sports for the Wii U. You could take that one, Wii Sports Club.
I am going to just choose Tetris.
You going Tetris?
I'm going Tetris Game Boy. OG.
I'm okay with that one. That's a classic. And plus, it allows you to play Tetris for the rest of your life. And Tetris is Tetris. Like, no matter what they do to it, it's never, like, the original Tetris is just the most simple, like, perfect version of that game.
Was Eternal Darkness published by Nintendo?
Yes.
Yes. And it was actually renewed recently by Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. They so own the rights to it.
Do you want to nab that because it's cool, or do we want to grab Punch Out because we're mean?
I would nab it because it is cool, and it's like probably the only survival horror game Nintendo's ever put out. So, I mean, at least we got like edgy on our side and unique.
Yeah, it's not because they can't grab Resident Evil or anything because it's not Nintendo. It's Capcom.
That's like everywhere.
So if we grab Eternal Darkness, then we also have No More Heroes. We literally have like the edgy Nintendo on our game. I guess basically, they have Bayonetta, but
we're gonna have we have No More Heroes.
It's just got HD remasters.
Yeah, we have the HD remasters, so they count. Plus we're gonna have No More Heroes 3.
All right. I think Eternal Darkness is fun. Let's pick that.
Alright. Eternal Darkness it is.
All right, it's come full circle.
So this means it's break time. When we come back, we're going into round 4. A roll of the dice will decide if we can steal absolutely anything. Don't go anywhere. Try to be best, because you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got to hang tough to make it. Try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. And nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. Welcome back to N-Express. We are at the end of our very contentious final draft. And here comes the most dangerous part of the game. We're letting fate decide. If either team rolls a 3, they can steal anything.
How do you know you're actually going to be honest?
Because when have I ever lied on this game?
We don't know.
We have no idea. We have literally no idea if you've ever lied on this game.
That's true. You guys want me to film it and send you the video?
No. In Tim, we trust. In the dice. The dice don't lie.
And plus, it's not a game if it's controlled by a silly man like me.
It could be a con game.
So here we go. Aaron and Tim, we've been going alphabetical. Aaron and Tim is the first roll. Mm-hmm. You guys.
It's a three, right?
It legitimately is a 3.
Yeah.
Oh,
and oh, can we trust?
Here, hold on. Let me roll for you guys. If you can just steal back, what does it matter?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a 1. Aaron, I feel dirty winning the game with a steal.
Yeah. No, but if it happened, it happened. We gotta do it. It's corporate, man.
But that's just a dirty. I don't know. I would rather. Is that silly to would rather go into the negotiation, the bonus negotiation round, just to see what happens?
Well, exactly. We'll own everything, and then like when they want to negotiate, we'll keep our ears open. But for now, do it. Stab him in the heart, Tim. What are you doing? Enough,
dilly dally. I grew a heart, man. Don't. I've been playing too many Zelda games. I've got too many hearts.
Hearts don't exist in the corporate world. We take it.
So we can steal anything, right?
Yes.
Literally anything.
Like, you can't steal everything. You can't steal a whole entire Switch.
I'm joking. No, you said you can. We can steal.
You can steal the Switch, but you can't steal like the Switch games. Like, we might still have games that were on other consoles.
But then you wouldn't have a console to play them on. Is that how this is gonna work?
Yeah, like that's what I was saying earlier. Like, you could choose like the controller, for example. So if you chose the GameCube controller, then you can't play the GameCube. It makes it more fun. Like the way you're doing it, it's like okay, well, we just lost the game type thing.
Okay, so in this case, is this literally anything? So we can just snipe one of your Mario games.
I'll let you guys decide, but for the purpose of making this game more interesting, I think it's one dice roll per person, and you steal an object.
That's less powerful. So we did roll one. You guys whiffed on one. So that means we've got a steal, and you don't this round. We'll see if anyone gets another steal. So Aaron, then we just have to decide what specific thing we want to steal. Do we want to steal? We could take Patrick's sweetheart. We could take three houses just to be extra cruel, just to be real messed up about it. Or we could take a Mario game. Or we could take their moneymaker. We could take Fire Emblem Heroes off their phones. Just put that in our pocket.
Okay, again, I'm going to repeat. You can take an object.
Yeah, so I would take the Switch.
If it's an object, yeah, like, how does that not make sense to just nab the Switch?
You won't have any games to play other than the ones you stole.
Zelda. We have Zelda and Pokemon games that
we have Zelda playing. Pokemon.
Which you would have been able to play anyway. I mean, so essentially when you're taking the Switch, all you're doing is depriving us of a Switch, I believe. But you're not actually gaining anything.
This is why this makes no sense. I feel like it has to either be a singular title game or we have access to a controller.
Well, no, it makes sense because you would literally become the Scrooge. You would become the ghost of Christmas past. You would steal and deprive all of Nintendo fans the love and joy of playing a Switch because you would have a Switch, but there would be no games to play the Switch. Do you want to make that decision? Do you want to be the evil corporation, Tim?
I also want this to be a gentleman's disagreement.
That went out the door when you took our beloved Zelda.
We're just going to take their console away.
We're going to be Cobra Kai here, okay?
Take the console if you want to take the console. If you want to be that guy, do it.
But all I'm asking, you're saying an object. Can I just take a game from you?
Yeah, you can take a singular game. You can take a controller. You can take, you know what? You can take the Zapper.
Tim, he's playing mind games with you.
No, but here's the thing. I don't want to ruin the game. The point of the game is to see who can build the best team, right?
Yes.
If we're like, oh, you can't play on your console anymore, that's dumb.
For you, it's a game. For me, it's war. It's the way of the Cobra Kai.
Have you met me? Like,
I'm just saying.
That's why I'm telling you, Tim, sweep the leg.
I get into bad situations and I just tend to like say like let chaos reign supreme.
You sweep our leg, we're gonna go crane on you.
Aaron, I'm giving it over to you. You decide. I've made too many decisions. You sweep the leg. I'm done.
Okay, I'm taking the Switch.
Wasn't me. Just saying.
Okay. So can we roll the dice? Patrick, you're going to get a 3. I'm going to will it into existence. Roll the dice, Tim. Roll the dice. Roll a 3 for Patrick.
We're going
roll
same
it,
order
roll
again.
Roll it.
Aaron and Tim. Aaron and Tim rolled a 2. It was close.
Oh, man.
They rolled a 3. They did it. They rolled a 3.
All right, Rick.
All right.
Look, obviously. Can we steal back?
Can yeah, we take you our can Switch? Steal it back.
I'm actually perfectly fine with our catalog the way that it is.
You guys should be called Eagle Fang Karate. Okay, we're gonna steal back the Switch.
Yeah. Stealing the Switch back. That's the best option, because otherwise I think we've got a pretty strong library and catalog. And I'll just say, I mean, we could steal their Wii, but what would be the point of that? Do I really want that? Not really. yeah, we're taking our Switch back.
Cool. Now I'm glad that worked out in the most nasty way possible. Okay, which means that we have the opportunity to negotiate. I don't think there's going to be a lot of reaching across the aisle in this instance.
Well, actually, I have a proposal. Patrick might disagree. It's not about money, but what if we trade Mario for Zelda? This is a really good question for Tim. Would you trade your beloved Zelda for the Mario franchise? Now, keep in mind, you're getting the better deal. You're getting Mario Kart, you're getting Mario Party, and you're getting Super Mario, etc., etc.
Sports, Mario Tennis, Aces. Come on. You're getting Mario Golf, which, my God, I'm waiting for a Mario Golf game on the Switch.
Aaron, they're trying to make us a multi-billion-dollar company, and I'm very confused.
Will this be... We've got our own image that we're branding here.
Yeah, it's a brand. It's about the brand. We're the edgier, more mature.
They're trying to give us $120 billion in sales with Mario.
And you get Nintendo World and, you know, you name it.
They literally are so concerned about their prestige title.
I know, but I'm more for the games, man. Like, I don't care about the theme park.
You don't like Mario games?
I do like Mario games. I prefer Zelda games over Mario, though.
But come on, Aaron. Listen to the Mario Kart, Mario Party, Mario 3D games, Mario 2D games.
Yeah, I could live without them. It's your choice, Tim.
No, if you feel that strongly about it, We'll stick with Zelda. We'll stick with our prestige.
But you know, this is a great way for us to end the very last podcast we record as a group, because I don't think we've ever discussed Mario versus Zelda. Like, I think some of us might if I ask people what's your favorite Nintendo game, some people might say a Mario game, some people might say a Zelda game. But maybe I'm wrong. But when it comes to choosing between the two franchises, I think Zelda always wins, because there's way better Zelda games, like more compared to Mario. Like Mario, we're gonna name Galaxy, we're gonna name Super Mario World, we're gonna name Super Mario Brothers 3. Those are the three big ones. With Zelda, we're gonna have like at least seven on the list.
I wanted to get in on this when they did when you guys did the podcast. I mean, I wasn't around for the podcast about 3D All-Stars, but 3D All-Stars taught me one thing, is that I don't need to go back and revisit 3D Mario. Galaxy's still a great game, don't get me wrong. It's fine to play, but I don't ever need to play 64, and especially Sunshine, which I actually now think, having gone back and replayed it, is the single worst Mario game ever made. I don't need to go back and play those. I will go back and play old Zeldas, though. Mm-hmm. Like I
totally agree.
There's something about those games that is still magical, still so well-designed, but Mario games, they're about going forward for me. I actually have I found a new appreciation for Odyssey after playing 3D All-Stars. I replayed Odyssey, and I actually, the first time around, I collected like 550 moons. The second time around, I collected about 850. I found that game so much more fun after playing 3D All-Stars.
Dude, it's so good. I don't get why people don't adore Odyssey.
I don't want to go back.
Who doesn't adore Odyssey?
Yeah, and I don't want to look back with Mario. I only want to look forward. But with Zelda, you can still look back and have a great time.
It's for sure. Different. Yeah, we're saying no to the deal. But it is a super fascinating question, because I think everyone at this non-existent table is Zelda over Mario, and it is fascinating. Like,
well,
Mario
again,
is super fun.
It's because Mario, like, when it comes to our gateway into gaming, like a lot of people would say, my first game I ever played was whatever Mario game, like insert your Mario title, right? Not everyone, and sometimes it's Pokemon, whatever, but I'm saying.
It's interesting, because I love 64, and I do like Galaxy, but when I do go back to Mario, I do play the 2D ones more frequently, maybe because they're shorter and like immediately approachable.
The reason why Zelda ages better is because Zelda's always doing something new. No offense, Odyssey's a great game, and it did some new, like there were, it did try new things, but all in all, Mario games are Mario games, except for Odyssey.
Yeah.
Super Mario 64, Galaxy, and Odyssey tried new things, and they helped push Mario forward. But the problem with Mario, I think it's just there's too many of the games, and too many of them are so similar. And so it dilutes the product.
Well, because at its core, it is what it is. It's a platformer.
Yeah, you run and you jump on things' heads.
Yeah, you run and jump and go to other worlds. I mean, that's basically it in a nutshell. And but like with Zelda games, you know, you have an ever-changing story. I'm not gonna say like a changing story. It's always still like rescuing Princess Zelda, but like similar but not the same. But
in terms of just simple aesthetics, right? Like Zelda looks mm-hmm. different game to game.
Different looks, different like mechanic, like new mechanics, new way to play like the game. It's always changing and it's refreshing.
And I talk about
Mario. It's a little bit like 3D World is still a very, very clever game. Mario games do come up with new mechanics, and Odyssey had tons of them because of all the things they possess. Yeah, yeah. Like that, sure. That was great. They figure out new ways to play in that game, and I think that game's going to have a longer shelf life than other Mario games.
Here's the next question, okay? So in terms of negotiating, okay, so we already said no for the Mario versus Zelda trade. What if I offer you your favorite Mario game, but you give us Breath of the Wild?
But like real talk right now, you're talking maybe Odyssey.
Your favorite versus whatever your Breath favorite Mario Wild. Game is for Breath of
versus
the Wild.
Versus Breath of the Wild, which is no joke. Not hyperbole, maybe the best game of all time. Like, legitimately came out, and I was like, oh, this is, like, a turning point. This might be the best game of all time.
So, like, if I were to trade Super Mario 64 for Breath of the Wild, you would say...
If... No.
You would say no, Tim, right?
I'm absolutely saying no. If you guys had my favorite game, if you had Link's Awakening over on your side, then I might think about something like that, but guess what? We've got Link's Awakening.
Now, Rick, wait a second. What if we try to get a Zelda game? Because right now we have none of them. Like, if there was a Zelda game besides Breath of the Wild...
I agree, but before we move on, I'm just trying to make a point here, is that for whatever reason, Mario is the face of Nintendo and the most popular video game character in the world, but yet hardcore Nintendo fans all prefer Zelda overall over Mario, I think.
But Mario sells better.
Yeah. Because it appeals to a general audience. Zelda is a tougher franchise to get into. I know what game I want, Patrick, and it goes with the console we picked, which is a Super Nintendo.
Link to the Past, yeah.
Yeah. So if we were to trade for a Zelda, it would be Link to the Past.
Yeah, and so what game would we be willing to put up for Link to the Past? Obviously, we're not going to trade you Odyssey or one of our best Mario games for Link to the Past. But we're going to trade you a good one. Can we give them, what can we give them, Link, or Rick for Link? For a Link to the
how
Past?
About, you might disagree, but Super Mario Bros. 3 is Tim's favorite Mario game. I love it. I think it's the best.
I'm willing to give either 3 or Galaxy.
What if we want to steal your other crown jewel? What if we want 3 houses?
Oh, you can't steal one of our things.
Yeah, we're trading. You want...
No,
there's
we're not
no
going
way I'm trading you 3 houses for a Super Nintendo game that
You're
was
out
released 30 years ago. No.
No. I'm being generous in saying I would give you Galaxy.
You guys, like, here's the thing. You guys are saying, like, oh, we're being generous. Oh, we're making you a good deal. They're literally coming to us begging for Zelda games. Aaron, did we just win?
No.
We're trying to make our already strong library even. No, you guys are groveling for a 30-year-old game. And
no, we can keep our stuff as is. That's fine. But we're always going to be aggressive. Good business people, Tim, always aggressive, trying to get better.
I'm pretty content with like Zelda. I mean, to be honest, there's like really nothing I want with Mario.
Do you guys want to trade Mario for
Fire Emblem? Fire Emblem, maybe.
We're not trading Fire Emblem, okay, guys.
Three houses isn't happening. You're not getting 3 houses.
I'm not trading any Fire Emblem games. None of them.
You don't want to give up Awakening? Make
our
3DS better?
No. Fire Emblem is off the table. I don't care if it's the crappiest Fire Emblem game. I'm not trading anything from Fire Emblem.
so like let's say like we trade like I don't know Breath of the Wild. No,
I would not trade the crappiest Fire Emblem game for any Zelda game. I wouldn't. I'm not touching Fire Emblem. We chose it with pride. That is the Cobra Kai way.
All right, well, we're still Karate Kid and we're still kicking your ass.
All in all, though, this was an interesting experiment. Like, I think we are both winners. Like, I do think, Tim, like, you started with the wrong pick. You almost stole the Switch from us. Thank God Patrick rolled a 3. But, yeah, I mean, you guys get Pokemon and Zelda, and we get Mario and Fire Emblem, and it seems to be a really nice balance. Rick,
what's really interesting, and I think we all kind of hit the nail on the head with this, what I find absolutely fascinating is that you have a kid-friendly, approachable franchise and a hardcore RPG. We have an action RPG and a kid-friendly RPG. So, like, we literally are the perfect yin and yang to one another.
Yeah, it's not bad. We have a broad, we can appeal to a lot of different markets with each of our franchises.
Anyhow, this has been really fun. This podcast, we started 5 years ago in 2015. Our website is actually going to turn 5 years old December 15th, the 5-year anniversary of GoombaStomp.com. I'm really glad that Mark Campbell and Cameron are going to continue the podcast. Like I said, guaranteed Patrick, Tim, and I will be guest hosting from time to time in the near future. We just can't do it week to week. So I don't know, guys. This has been a blast. I don't know if I told you guys this. I think I've said it on the podcast, but when we started the podcast, it was right after I ended up buying the Wii U. I remember I went to Future Shop, which no longer exists, but whatever, a store here in Canada. And I was standing in line. It was a huge lineup. It was like right before Christmas. I had a Wii U and I had a PlayStation in my hand, a PlayStation 4. And I couldn't decide which one I wanted to buy. And it was like right before I got to the cash, I decided I'm going to go with the Nintendo. It's been so long since I played Nintendo. I want to get back into Nintendo. I picked up the Wii U. I think like a week or 2 weeks later, I messaged Tim. I'm like, hey, do you want to do a Nintendo podcast? And the rest, as they say, is history. Of course, I eventually got the PlayStation 4. But the point is, that one decision, that one split decision at the last second, right before the cashier called my number, I put down the PlayStation. Had I picked the PlayStation over Nintendo, I would have never have launched this podcast. And you know, therefore, I would never even know you guys. So, split second decision, 5 years of hard work.
But, yeah, it also meant that we all got to meet at E3. And, yeah, it's been a kind of a crazy thing. I came in later, right before, basically, we switched over to Goomba Stomp from the old site. And I was only guessing at first, but...
Yeah, no, it's been an absolute blast. I think there's something special about Nintendo and how it has the potential to unite people and just these love of these franchises. It's like a shared love. It's not something that you, even though you're playing a single player game a lot of the time, I think it's just more fun to talk about something like Breath of the Wild or Mario, be like, what have you discovered? What have you seen? And then just talk about how much you enjoyed it. And it's been honestly such a blast doing this with you guys. I'm super glad you picked up that Wii U. And yeah, this podcast has been just a real treat. We hope you listeners liked it out there. You guys ultimately get to decide who just won that heated debate. Mario versus Zelda, Pokemon versus Fire Emblem. Who wins that war? I have no idea. But you guys can decide. We're not going to pick a final winner. I think the real winners here are all of us because we made friends. The Pokemon way.
That was a very Nintendo thing to say at the end.
Right? It's literally what Pokemon taught me. It doesn't matter how many times you trounce other opponents, you have friends now. So yeah, I don't think we have anything else to add outside of keep it tuned to N-Express. I hope you enjoy the new hosts. You will hear us a lot, I'm sure, from time to time. And also check into Sorted Cinema, where I'm pretty sure there's going to be several reunions between Rick, Patrick, and I, and I'm sure Aaron might show up as well. Go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you listen. Drop a rating and a review. Let us know who won that debate. And I'm just really curious what you guys think, because I'm looking at both those lists, and I honestly am very torn. I can't decide who won. And, yeah, thanks again, Patrick, Rick, Aaron. It's been such a blast. It's been a real privilege, honestly. And I look forward to where we're going to be in another 5 years, whether we'll all be back because Nintendo did something crazy or who knows. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back, not all of us, but N-Express will be back next week with all things Nintendo. You guys, enjoy.